held straight. Embrace your fate. Raise a glass and drink. Time to think of Danny. Raise your voice and sing. Time to think of Danny. Raise a glass and drink. Hey ho, Danny. Raise your voice and sing. Time to think of Danny.
Well, Lieutenant Young yelled out to me, Laidler, for God's sake, do something with your pipes. I played them over the top and went right on through the first line of German trenches, on to the second line where I was bowled over.
Raise a glass and drink, time to think of Danny. Raise your voice and sing, time to think of Danny. Raise a glass and drink, hey ho, Danny. Raise your voice and sing, time to think of Danny. Raise a glass and drink. Raise your voice and sing, all fair lasses. Raise a glass and drink, all brave laddies. Raise your voice and sing, sing it to the masses.
Will you play us the tune with which you piped the boys over the top?
Yes, sir.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
I did what I could, I left my choice. Once a joy, God of the mind is both the rage. are you guys? No Trump, no KK, no fascism. No Trump, no KK, no fascism. Burn the night, burn the drum. Let me the kids around it. This is the stuff I did what I could. I did what I tried, born to drive. Born home of all his run. Find the stuff again, shot out of the fence. Dead out of the fence, let it run the pain. Never get a Nazi state, rich free, well ahead. Forget a Nazi state, no Trump, no KK, no fast. 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 What the joy?
I'll let him do the talking. I guess you know what's coming next. Nowadays, this song is about the Tea Party, modern kinds of white supremacists who leave the white hood in the top drawer and think a $450,000 a year comb over will sum over how paper over the fact that a fucking racist is still a fucking racist fucking asshole. So nowadays, and the only way you're going to help stop this guy is, you know, anybody who's saying, yeah, I kind of like Trump. Talk to him. Don't argue, communicate as to why that it's not Trump as much as Trumpism and making racism cool again that's the problem. Right when Black Lives Matter, this super rich egomaniac says that brown lives don't matter. I'm sorry. Nazi Trump's fuck off! Never should have gotten as far as it has.
Hello, hi everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
All right, good all. Good afternoon. Good day, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Aaron. And yeah, it's been a little while since I've been up here. It's been, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, other things have come up. And yeah, I was busy jamming on Saturdays for a cover band I did last Halloween. I did Angelic Upstarts. So yeah, today on the show, I'm going to be doing a showcase on that long running punk band that's been going since 1977. First off, we started the show off with three songs about everybody's favorite presidential candidate, Donald Trump. Yeah, we started off with DOA, Fucked Up Donald, new 7-inch on Sun Death Records. I can't stand looking at that 7-inch because I can't stand looking at Donald's face. And I'm not going to say who the lesser of the two evils are. The whole political American empire is corrupt, but I'm not, I really don't want to hear or see Donald for the next 3 years. Followed with MDC, No Trump, No KKK, No Fascist USA, and Napalm Death with Jello Biafra doing a classic Dead Kennedy song, Nazi Trump's Fuck Off. These songs are classic and timeless. They're remakes of old other songs from the 80s. So yeah, you can't kill a good song or a good idea. It's always relevant. So yeah, a couple of things going on. Funky Winker Beans is no more. They're no longer hosting Punk or Metal, but they're going to be having their final show tonight. It's with the Legion of Goons, Reds, Beaverettes, and the Gags. And over in Victoria, we've got the Skins at the Sea Festival. That's at Logan's Pub, two-day fest. And we're going to hear a band that are playing tonight out of the Bay Area. This is the Suede Razors on Generation Annihilation.
Beautiful sound. We saw the Eiffel Tower. We're running out of power. You see our feet. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. We started things all off with, what do we start off with? We start off with the Suede Razors, Berliner Bust, title track of their new 7-inch single. Yeah, they are playing Victoria, British Columbia tonight. So maybe you're on a ferry over there to catch them at Logan's Pub. And they'll be playing with PMS 84 from Portland, Oregon, who played here last night at the Black Lab. The end was the name of the track. And we followed with No Heart, Victoria's Own, who will also be playing the show tonight. Track is called Snake in the Grass. So as I said, we are going to be doing a showcase on the band Angelic Upstarts, band that got going in 1977. They're from the northeast of England, at a town... northeast of England, called a town called South Shields, and it was close to Newcastle upon Tyne. And yeah, they put their first 7-inch single out a year later, called The Murder of Little Towers. And yeah, Angelic Upstarts were a very politically oriented band, very socialist, left wing. They got lumped in with the whole OA scene, but they were more political than the rest. They're featured on the OA compilation album in the first 10 years of existence. They put out like 8 albums. Yes, very prolific back then, and they're still going to this day. And various members throughout the years, the original member is Thomas Mensforth, also known as Menzie. And the original lineup, which we're going to hear a lot of, was with Ray Cowie, Mond on guitar, Steve Fortson on bass, and Derek Decawade on drums. So, yeah, without further ado, we're going to hear a song going back to 1978 from the first Angelic Upstarts single. This one came out on Dead Records. So, yeah, here we go. Enjoy.
Did you kill little? Who killed little? Police killed little Thomas! Who killed little? Did you
I ain't never been nothing. I ain't never had nothing. Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, and we are showcasing the Angelic Upstarts, who formed in 1977, who put out their first 7-inch single in 1978, The Murder of Little Towers, which was the track we heard. We heard the title track. Little Towers was a gentleman who died in police custody. He died February 9th of 1976. He was an electrician and a boxing coach. And there was also the B-side of that record is also pertinent to the song, Police Oppression. And I got to cover that song with an Angelic Upstarts cover band last Saturday at the Astoria. And we followed with another track that I did last weekend from the Never Add Nothing 7-inch. We heard the title track Never Add Nothing, and from the Teenage Warning LP going back to 1978, we heard a track called I'm an Upstart, and that release was produced by Sham 69 vocalist Jimmy Percy. So yeah, we're going to get back into the Angelic Upstarts. We're going to hear a track from their second record. This record was named after an act by the Animals, named after a song by the Animals, an act who were from Newcastle on Tyne, where the Angelic Upstarts were close to being from, in the northeast of England. This is a track called Shotgun Solution on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
12 o'clock midnight, the scene is set for a journey in the night. They shoot some scum. No one else will suffer. No one else will bleed. One finger of the right hand will cure the cancer. Once and forever. Shotgun blast ring in my ears. Shoot some scum. That ruined my fear. A lot of good men will do some time for a fucking cunt without a spine. We'll be right back.
Your luck, but all them kids don't give a fuck. So hey, you ask.
All right, going back to 1981, from the live records recorded in the City of London, June 25th, 1981, from Angelic Upstarts, we heard the track Police Oppression. And we, in the set before that, we heard from Lust for Glory. That was the B-side of The Woman in Disguise 7-inch release. And from the 2 Million Voices release on Warner Brothers Records, we heard a track called 2 Million Voices. The title track, and from the We Gotta Get Out of This Place full-length release, we heard Shotgun Solution in the spotlight we're doing on the Angelic Upstarts. And we're going to take you we're going to go back to 1983, moving a bit forward from the Reason Why release. This is a track called 42nd Street, and you can also find this track on the UK DK Punk compilation soundtrack.
Machine Gun Kelly is on the street. This little number was wrote by some friends of mine who I look up at the sky every time I play and I think, why the fuck are they not out here playing? It's a fucking absolute travesty of justice. If you listen, get out and do this song because I'm no good at it. The song's called White Riot.
Right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. I hope you enjoyed this showcase on the Angelic Upstarts. And we ended two tracks off the Live at the Justice League live LP, going back to 2001, live in San Francisco. Came out on TKO Records. It's actually quite a good live record. And hey, we played another version of Police Oppression. Why not? That song was just so... so awesome to cover last week, so awesome to hear again. Might as well hear it twice. Heard it in 1981, and we heard the version that was recorded 20 years later in 2001, and it's hard to believe that was 16 years ago. Wow. And, we also heard, White Riot, song by The Clash. This was done shortly after Joe Strummer's death, and there's an earlier version of that Upstarts track where he goes, this song was originally written by a band that used to be called a punk band. Well, we always are and always will be a punk band, but he didn't say that there. I mean, I guess that would be a little bit in bad taste, but like The Clash, Angelic Upstarts combined a lot of different influences in their sound, reggae and they put out some albums that weren't very punk at all. Although the 8 tracks we just heard, or the 12 tracks we just heard from Evangelic Upstarts, was definitely their punk rock stuff. From the Reason Why LP, we heard a track called 42nd Street. That one is going back to 1983. And 1984's Last Tango in Moscow, we heard a track called Machine Gun Kelly. And from the Solidarity 7-inch B-side, we heard a track called 5 Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So yes, this has been my very brief synopsis of the Angelic Upstarts. If you want to check them out, they've got tons of other stuff. 12 songs doesn't do them entirely justice, but it does something anyways. It's a good starting point. Check them out. And check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. Power Chord up next with Coleman. Stay tuned for that. Thank you.
Thank you.